You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Merkez Sahaba.
9 minutes after 9, a beautiful evening here in Johannesburg. My beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim, who is joining us this evening, is in Durban at the moment. And of course, my other beloved Hazrat Maulana Sabri David, who's with us as well this evening, is in Cape Town. And of course, our topic this evening is mother-in-laws versus daughter-in-laws. As I said earlier on, monster-in-laws versus dragon-in-laws. I know. There are a lot issues. There are a lot problems. So tonight on Merkez Sahabat, on our program, the discussion. Remember, my beloved, beautiful listeners, whoever wants to call in, you can give us a call, inshallah. Of course, the men folk out there, you can call in, inshallah. Our beloved mothers and sisters out there, you can send a voice note on 084-786-3132 if you want to put your opinion or you want to give us your opinion, my beloved, beautiful listeners. The number is 010-822-8685. That is to call in if you want to call in and give us your input. 010-822-8685. Let me say it one more time, inshallah. 010-822-8685. If you do want to call in, inshallah, please, you can call us, inshallah, on that number. Or you want to send us a message, 084-786-3132 to the international overseas countries, plus 27-84-786-3132. Mother and daughter-in-laws, how to win over your mother-in-law's heart? My beloved, beautiful listeners out there, how to win over your mother-in-law's heart? How to peacefully coexist? My beloved, beautiful listeners, how to patch up after a disagreement? My beloved, beautiful listeners, how to forgive and let go? My beloved, beautiful listeners, how to gain mutual respect? My beloved, beautiful listeners, you know, there's something coming to my mind. Don't let history repeat itself. Don't let ever history repeat itself. Yes, my beloved, beautiful listeners, this is this evening on our topic, mother-in-laws, the challenges of mother-in-laws and the challenges of daughter-in-laws. You know, sometimes it's good. It's good. You ask yourself, sorry about that. Alhamdulillah. You ask yourself that, what do you wish you could tell your mother-in-law or daughter-in-law? What do you wish you could tell your mother-in-law or daughter-in-law? So we're going to cross over now to Maulana Salim Karim, inshallah. And we're going to cross over to Hazrat Maulana Sabri Davids all the way from Cape Town. And remember, my beloved, beautiful listeners, whatever you want to put your input forward, no taking names, no using vulgar languages. Please, my beloved, beautiful listeners, I received two very sad messages, and should I say, harsh words were used as well. But I'm not going to mention the name, and I'm not going to take the place's name as well. So please, my beloved, beautiful listeners, just bear with us. There are many, many questions. I've got about 11 questions in total. So inshallah, we will be posing to our both panelists. Let's go to Maulana Sabri David. Maulana Sabri, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my beloved and beautiful Maulana Arafat Hatia. Salamat barakatuh.
Ameen wa anta kathalik. Maulana, how are you? How's Cape Town? How's the beautiful scenery and the weather in Cape Town?
Alhamdulillah, with Allah's Qudra, we've had 2-3 lovely, beautiful days. Mm-hmm. To the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been told that inshallah over the weekend we will have some bad weather. But even for that, we shukar Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm. And of course, today Cape Town was very much a buzz with the sauna. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that the sauna has just finished not too long ago. Mm. Inshallah, we hope that good will come from the sauna as well, inshallah.
Mm. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mulana Salim Karim Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mulana, nice to reconnect again. Allah ta'ala grant Hazrat Mulana in Cape Town, Ajre Yazim, being part and parcel of our team.
Masha'Allah.
So I think we are global, Mulana. I think we cover the whole of South Africa, inshallah. Mm-hmm. Every province, inshallah. Hopefully one day we will have ulama from all 9 provinces, inshallah, on Markaz al-Sahaba.
Ameen, 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 inshallah. Ustad, we're going to start with you, inshallah. Thereafter, inshallah, we're going to go to Malana Sabri, inshallah, from Cape Town. So, Ustad, inshallah, before we start the program, of course, Ustad, inshallah, I see questions are coming in, questions are coming in. This one says we're recording the program, especially for our mother-in-laws. So, Ustad, inshallah, let's start off with you, inshallah. You know, sometimes we don't even know the definition of mother-in-law. We don't even know what is a mother-in-law. Does she play a very important role in your life, in your marriage, with your wife, Ustad? So let's start off with you, inshallah, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa qada rabbuka alla ta'budu illa iyyahu wa bil walidayni ihsana. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, Hazrat Maulana Sahib, I think to make this a fruitful discussion, mm-hmm. I initially want some input from daughter-in-laws, mashallah, maybe they could give us some tips. Mother-in-laws, alhamdulillah, they had many daughter-in-laws, alhamdulillah. I would also like another input from mother-in-laws, inshallah, how they can make relationships work. They can help other mothers to deal with daughter-in-laws. And vice versa, there are many daughter-in-laws, Imrana, alhamdulillah, over the years, with wisdom and hikmat, they know how, inshallah, to maneuver, how to understand, and how to keep the peace at home. That being said, somebody said it very nicely, mm-hmm. that if you don't leave your past in the past, it will destroy your future. If you don't leave your past in the past, it will destroy your future. Live for what today has to offer, not for what yesterday has taken away. And the success in daughter-in-law, mother-in-law relationship, Rana, is two things. One is sabr, patience, and the second thing is wisdom, hikmah. Where you need to speak, you should speak. Where you are supposed to remain silent, remain silent. Inshallah, if that is going to be the formula. Because, Morana, never leave a true relationship. This is the mistake we are making, mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws. Never leave a true relationship for a few faults. Why? Nobody is perfect. Nobody is correct. We all make mistakes. We all have shortcomings. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is correct. You can't be 100% correct. In the end, affection is always greater than perfection. Showing love, showing gratitude and appreciation, in the end, affection is always greater than perfection. Being the opening statement, Murana, accept what is, let go of what was, and have faith in what will be. That's the opening statement. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, learn to forgive, maaf karna seeko. Always think that the person in front of me is better than me. Respect the elders, respect the old, show love and compassion. Sometimes take your ego and throw it out of the window. Bring tawazu, humility, simplicity in our lives. And we will give advice, Maulana, that how should mother-in-law and daughter-in-law live, how they should share a relationship. So being that the case, Maulana, I'd like some input from mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws. We're going to give them a fair chance. As you rightfully said, we are not here to call people names. Allah created all of us as Muslim brotherhood. We need to respect each other. Yes, we do get angry when we express our emotions, but in the end of the day, let not shaitan get the better of us. We are not judges here. We are not allowed to judge anybody. Let's try to correct the wrong.
19 minutes after 9, let's go to Maulana Sabri Davis. Let's hear what his input. I see somebody saying here, Maulana Sabri, my husband does not want to leave his mother's house. Now, this is a daughter-in-law, Ustad. My husband does not want to leave his mother's house. It's been 12 years I've been making sabr, and it's been hell. My mother-in-law makes me work like a slave, and I'm not allowed to take a rest whenever I feel like it. Please help me. What do I do? I feel that I'm going through a breakdown. I hate my mother-in-law. Let's go to Maulana Sabri Davis. Maulana, your input, your small few words of advice. I see all the listeners. I've got one as well from PE. I've got one question from Azadville. I've got two from Durban. I've got one from Ladysmith as well. I've got one from Newcastle. So inshallah, let's go to Maulana. But listeners, please just bear with us. We're going to go question upon question. And inshallah, Maulana Salim Karim and of course our Maulana Sabri David, inshallah, will try to assist us. Chi Maulana Sabri.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa salli ala Rasooli al-Kareem. I want to thank my learned ustaz, Maulana Salim, for a beautiful introduction.
Ameen.
I could not have said it better myself. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala embed those words in our hearts and indeed in our arwah, in our ruh, and in our soul, so that we can, inshallah, practice upon those lovely, beautiful, wise words that Maulana has beautifully opened the program with, alhamdulillah. I do want to add that Maulana Arafat, whilst the theme or the topic brings somewhat of a smile to the face when you say monster-in-law, referring to the mother-in-law, and dragon-in-law when you referring to the daughter-in-law. So whilst we smile and we give a little giggle for these references, but these references are based on a cliche that has existed since time immemorial. But why? One doesn't want to say it is naturally so. I will not dare to say that. But it is realistically so that most of the time daughters-in-law and mothers-in-law do not get along. This needs to change. So now, and we will get to the question in a moment, we need to just say that whilst Maulana has mentioned such important aspects, Maulana has mentioned sabr, Maulana has mentioned to make ma'af, to overlook, Maulana has mentioned, you know, that that we should leave the past in the past, and so forth. And mashallah, very poetically also expressed Maulana. May I, you know, mashallah, congratulate you on that. But at the same time, reality is something else. Here we have a reality of a 12-year-old marriage that might be on the brink of breakup because of inconsideration. So now, what is our advice to our mothers in general, mothers-in-law in general? Remember that you, my honorable, respected mothers at whose feet Jannah lies, you were in that same boat once upon a time. Think about what you went through when you left your mother's house and put your feet under the table of your in-laws, what you went through. Your daughter-in-law cannot be responsible for what you went through. So don't chastise her in the way you might have been. We are not saying she was, but you might have been chastised in the same way. Don't do this to others. Don't put your own sons and your grandchildren's mother through what you have been. So this is the one aspect. To the sister, we want to say, please, my sister, we beg you in the name of Allah, do not hate your mother-in-law. Love her. Why do we say love her? Despite all the wrongs she might have been doing to you for the last few years. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to Taif. He goes to the leaders. They mock him. They ridicule him. In addition to that, they set the street urchins upon him, who stone him, and who the blood drips down his feet, and before the blood of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before this blood reaches the earth, whereupon the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend directly upon those people, he wipes up this blood and he says, oh Allah, to you do I complain of the feebleness of my strength. In other words, I might have made a mistake. I might have erred. and I might have made, you know, an error or two. So I complain to you of my weakness.
Shuk.
Today, we can see, the other day, alhamdulillah, we had some visiting brothers here from Taif. And my one comment was that these brothers are directly in the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, oh Allah, if hidayah is not for them, then at least in their progeny, in their offspring, you bring hidayah. Now imagine Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not forgive them. He had an angel at his disposal to say, yes, destroy them. What sabr Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whilst the situation is not similar, but what sabr Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to practice at that moment in time. Not way, you know, distantly from the things that we go through. That was the worst of the worst forms of chastisement. So now we are saying to this respected and beloved sister of ours, you now need to make it clear to your husband your situation. Whilst he might not want to leave his mother, and we're going to get there to that point, because this is his Jannah. We cannot, and I want to say this, we need to pick our battles. Never ever take on a battle between your spouse, this is both his husband and wife, and his or her mother. Never do that, because you know you're going to lose. You're going to lose this battle. Blood is thicker than water.
Indeed.
So don't demand of or expect your husband to now diminish the strength of the relationship that he has with his honorable mother.
Mm.
Now how are we going to resolve this? We need to resolve it. Remember, we need to resolve it. The one way, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, a youngster, he says to his father, Ya Abati. He says, oh, my beloved, respected, honorable father. He showed the respect, but he engaged his father. He engaged his father with respect and dignity and honor. So from this we learn that when mother or father or mother-in-law or father-in-law are not completely correct in their actions and behavior, it is permissible, but with respect, with honor and with dignity, to engage mother, engage father and say, my beloved father, my beloved mother, my respected, revered, honorable mother, I love you for the sake of Allah. But can you find it in your heart to look at how you are treating me? I am not a slave and I am not a servant. I am not by no means the servant of my husband, and I am by no means the servant of his mother and his family. Also very, very important, very, very important. Change will only come once husband puts his foot down. For as long as husband is going to keep quiet, for so long, the chastisement will continue. So husband needs to be told, listen, but there is a limitation and there are, you know, lines which we can overstep, and we all can remain behind the line.
Subhanallah.
My humble suggestion is husband must be called in, and alim. And alim must be called in. Why alim? Because alim can diffuse the situation. Alim is neutral. Alim doesn't have interest of mother or interest of wife at heart. Alim has interest of haq at heart.
Beshak.
But moreover, I think also very, very important, there's something called rudeness and disrespect. And then there's something called being assertive. So now with being assertive, we are still going to say no, but with honor, dignity and respect. So my dear sister, say no with honor, dignity and respect. Say, mama, ma, whatever we call our honorable mothers, I feel that I have done X amount for the day. If ma has a, you know, a servant or a lady working in the home, we don't like to refer to people as servants, but if ma has a lady working in the home, then the lady should do this. If ma has a daughter, then we should share in the tasks. If ma has other daughters-in-law, then we should share in the tasks. I'm not going to do everything anymore. But say it again, I reiterate, with honor, with dignity, and with respect, as our learned colleague, Maulana Salim, has pointed out as well.
28 minutes after 9, you are tuning and listening to the topic this beautiful Thursday evening, mother-in-laws versus daughter-in-laws as well. Beautiful, well said there by Maulana Sabri David from Cape Town. I want to ask both the panelists, I want to ask Maulana Salim Karim as well, my Ustad, that Ustad, what's your advice and what's your input? Should in today's time, especially in today's time, there's a sister asking from Mayfair West, said, should in today's time, should our in-laws live with us or not? Does Islam say that or not? Is it permissible? Is it jais? did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam love with his in-laws or not? The sister wants to know. And the one in Newcastle, Mawlana Salim Kareem, this question is posed to you direct, Mawlana Salim Kareem. Mawlana Salim, my daughter-in-law follows my son around everywhere. Mawlana Salim, my daughter-in-law follows my son around everywhere. He goes, everywhere he goes. She refuses to leave his side to the extent where if he goes into the room, she will also follow suit. If he sleeps till 12 o'clock, she will also sleep till 12 o'clock. This is from Newcastle. What's your input? What's your advice, Ustad? So I don't know, Ustad. Well, Ustad, what do you really think? Should we look after mother-in-laws? Is it a must that they should stay with us, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized the importance of sila rahmi.
Uh-huh.
To keep up family ties. But on the other side, Islam is a very fair deen. If I know my rights, my wife knows her rights, insha'Allah al-Aziz. This will be one of the measures that we need to put into action, is know your rights and know their rights too.
Mm.
Husband should know his rights, the wife should know her rights, the in-laws should know their rights. If we all can work together as a team, knowing that this is my jurisdiction,
mm-hmm.
I would not override or overstep my boundaries. As I said, Morana, you can't come and park your car in my parking bay.
Mm.
Simple, I'm giving it to you. You can't come and park your car in my parking bay. That is why Shariat said, somebody asked Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, you know, I read Salah, my family is religious, there is so much of ibadat that's being made in my home, but there is no peace and tranquility between the daughter-in-law and mother-in-law. What's the solution? I've given up.
Hmm.
Brother Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, gee, why are you allowing somebody to build a nest in somebody else's property? What Hazrat meant by that is separate them. Give them their privacy. You know, this is one of the rights a wife can say that, look, I'm making nikah with you, but I would like, inshallah, to stay separately and stay on my own. The important thing is, yeah, Morana, is to give her her own kitchen, to give her her own privacy, to give her her own freedom.
So, Ustaz, is it a must she must make her khidmat? Yes or no?
No, it's not a must. It is her ihsan. If she, it's the duty of the son, yes, to look after his mother, or find somebody to look after his mother if there's no sisters or anybody. Or he can make khidmat himself. But it's not wajib on the wife to look after his parents. Yes, if they do it from the bottom of the heart, it will be an act of gratitude. Jazaul ihsan illa ihsan. Alhamdulillah, that will be a great ni'mat. And there are so many daughter-in-laws, Mawlana. They treat their mother-in-laws like even more love is expressed than their own mothers.
Sure.
So we must take out our hats for those daughter-in-laws. They really look after their mother-in-laws. They are every moment in their khidmat. Yes. So we can't just condemn all of them with one hit, Mawlana. There are some beautiful daughter-in-laws there, mashallah, who really look after their mother-in-law. They still don't want to go and stay separately.
Mm.
They have their own homes, but you still find them in the khidmat of their in-laws. But if you ask me a general ruling in terms of Shariat, Mawlana, it is best for the son to live separately and keep the muhabbat and inshallah the understanding between the family.
Mm. Allahu Akbar. 27 minutes to 10. Let me just ask Mawlana Salim Karim quickly. This question is addressed to Mawlana Salim. Mawlana, what do you call your mother-in-law? Do you call her mommy? Do you call her ma? Do you call her mama? Do you call her auntie or by her name? Mawlana Salim Karim, I can't call my mother-in-law as mommy or mama. I call her by her name. So this has created a big problem between me and my husband. Now, Ustad, what do you do in this situation?
Mawlana, that is being disrespectful. Mawlana, your mother-in-law is exactly in the same situation as far as adab and respect is concerned.
Mm.
As your own mother, you have to respect and call your mother ma, ammi, or whatever it is, Mawlana. This is one mistake. That this is what is happening with the modern young ladies. That they are not calling their mother-in-laws ma, or mummy, or whatever it is. They find it below their dignity.
Mm.
So, Murana, I will also take an offense. I'm like a motherly figure. This is why, you know, I always say the biggest fitna is that adding that word in the end, in-laws, mother-in-laws.
Mm.
Take that in-law out and leave it just as mother.
Allah.
How you would make khidmat of your mother, inshallah, your husband's mother also deserves the same amount of respect and muhabbat. Maulana, they say in Urdu, dost ka dost, dost hota.
Ah. Mm.
If the mother loves her son, then she should love the person who her son loves.
Mm.
Why we can't? It's simple English, Maulana.
Sister says, I'm sorry, but I just can't respect it, Maulana Salim. I've got one mother and that's it. That's what the sister says. I think she's very upset to start. She says, I'm sorry, but I just can't call her as mama or as mom. I have to call her by her name because she is not my real mother, Ustad.
That means, Maulana, you do not call elders, you do not call your father by his birth. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a young man standing with an elderly man and asked the young man, who is this elderly person that's standing next to you? He said, this is my father. Farmaike, do not call your father by his first name. Your own parents, don't call them by their first name. So how can you call the person by her first name, Maulana? That is totally unfair. Whatever it is, if she can't adjust to that, Maulana, that's her matter. She needs to make peace with herself and with her mother-in-law. But to address your mother-in-law by her first name, Maulana, is totally disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. 24 minutes to 10, I see somebody sending a very ugly message. I'm not going to read that. I'm just going to give the gist of the story. I think she is like a dog. I'm just reading the message. This is a daughter-in-law, Ustad and Maulana Sabri Davids. Maulana Sabri, I am very, very hurt. I can't continue living a life like this. I've got two children. I am not perfect. Yet my husband constantly compares me to his mother. This is from Port Elizabeth. I don't cook as good as his mom. I don't look after the household as perfect as his mom. His mom is an obedient wife, etc. So why didn't he marry her then? I am sick and tired. She is a witch. Gee, Maulana Sabri Davids.
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We want to just urge that dear listener of ours and our beloved sister, please do not refer to your honorable mother under whose feet the jannat of your husband lies as a witch. Wa na'udhu billah, may Allah save us from that. I can understand, however, the sister's frustration. I can understand the sister's sentiments and emotions. So now let's just do a rough, very short analysis of this.
Mm-hmm.
It is a fact that your cooking will never be as good as your mother-in-law's cooking. Never. Why? Because that is the taste in the mouth of your husband that he remembers since a child. Remember, you came along. She was there before you. So whatever is coming from the mother in terms of cooking, etc., that will forever remain our memories. I take myself as an example. Even up till today, certain dishes my wife can't make like my mother. And I tell her with respect, I love you dearly and I love your cooking. And I think Maulana Arafat can vouch how much I love my wife's cooking, mashallah.
Definitely.
But at the same time, husband again should realize that she is not his mother. She is someone else. Her style of the taste of the food, the texture of the food will be different. Then also, bring him, let him put, so to speak, let him put his money where his mouth is.
Yes.
Tell him, you make a list of things that you feel should be done the way it was done for you in your mother's home. Make a list of those things. Then make him understand, you are saying, I'm not good in these things. So I believe in taking the bull by the horns.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, husband, dear husband, whatever his name might be,
Hazrat,
this is the things I cannot do the way your mother has done them.
Yes.
So here's your choice. You either accept it the way I do it, or I don't do it at all. It is a simple logic. You are not happy the way I do it, because it's not done like how your mother does it. I cannot do it the way your mother did it. With respect to the mother, wallahi, whatever we are saying on this program, we have utmost respect for our honorable parents. Then let husband find a way. Let him, it is his problem. He has a problem with it. He needs to find a solution. He cannot expect wife to solve the problem that he has. She doesn't have a problem with the cooking. She cooks. She doesn't have a problem with the cleaning. She cleans. If he has a problem with it, he should solve it. She should not make it her problem. She's doing her best, and she needs, and she must continue doing her best, inshallah. But whatever is in her ability and capability, that is what she can do. Beyond that, she can't. He must face this reality. So we are saying that husband, and again I will emphasize and reiterate, husband plays a pivotal role and a decisive role in all of these scenarios, where husband has to put his foot down. So I'm again saying, don't expect husband to make talaq of mama or of ma. And I'm just meaning that in a way of severing the tie and, you know, cutting the relationship on a'udhu billah. Don't expect that from husband. But at the same time, make husband understand that I married you with my capabilities and abilities, and if you cannot accept that, unfortunately, that is my mouth, that is your problem. My weakness should not be your problem. My weakness, you should say, even though you do not do it like my mother, I still love you for that. I still love you for sacrificing on a hot day in front of a hot stove, using the best masalas and making some hot curry for you. Please see the good in me. Do not see the bad in me. Then also very, very important. This is absolutely important. The day we got married to our wives, that day we knew our lives were going to change in a certain way. So why after 5 years, 10 years of marriage, whatever amount of years, now we want to start complaining? We knew we're setting ourselves up for certain changes, certain things, cooking is going to change, the way the wife cleans the home is going to change. You should be grateful there are wives who blatantly refuse to cook, refuse to clean. Yeah, he's got a wife that tries her best. So what is the way forward? The way forward, number one, is take the bull by his horns. Sit down. Make husband understand. And if husband is unhappy, it's his problem. He should find a solution. So therefore, my dear sister, you do continue with what you did, with the way you did it, where you can improve. Yes, mashallah, improve. But if you did it the way you did it, who is being harmed? Except him. And I'm sorry to have to refer to such a person as a and one doesn't want to use names and all of these things, but one doesn't want... sorry to have to refer to him as a mama's boy.
Yes, that's what she says here, Molana Sabri. She says, Molana, he is mama's boy and he's very demanding. So what do you do?
If he wants to remain a mama's boy, let him be a mama's boy. Unfortunately, he must decide for how long he's going to be a mama's boy. He must remember this. And this is very important.
So what happens, Molana, in this situation, Molana Sabri and Molana Salim Karim? Does the sister continue living her life like this? Say, for example, if he does not want to change. If he says, this is my mother, Molana Salim, Molana Sabri, I will never change. You can do whatever you want to do. This is my mama. What does the sister do? Does she make sabr? Does she continue with her life? Yes? No?
Okay. I want to say that many, many, and I found this in my few... very little experience that I, a few years of, you know, experience that I've had, that unfortunately, we expect the wife to be the one with sabr. How long do we expect our wife to make sabr? Must the wife forever just sabr because husband said so? And they, you know, I'm not to say that we encourage music, but just as an expression, they play the music and I must dance the way they say I must dance. They say jump and I must ask how high. They say do this and I must ask, or I must say yes, master. This is not Islam. This is not Islam. Islam does not dictate that husband... Now we must remember that both women in his you know, if I can just sketch a scenario, there's a video on WhatsApp, a very ugly, discouraging video going around on WhatsApp about taking two wives and so forth. So now what happens is one of the things that in this video clip on WhatsApp that the Ali person that plays the Ali mentions, when this lady says that how is it possible for him to love two women at the same time? So he makes a beautiful example. He says that in as much as the mother, when she gives birth to the first child, not a fly can sit on the child. She will be so protective because she loves the child with all her life. So now child number two is born. Does she love child number two any less? No. She loves child number two as much. Does she love child number three any less? No. She loves child number three as much, and so forth and so on. By the same token, husband loves mother. He will kill for mother. He will die for mother. But does it mean he loves mother less when he gives wife her rights? No. So this is what husbands need to understand, that by loving the mother doesn't mean you love the wife less, and by loving the wife, it doesn't mean you love the mother less. You can love both. In both have their say, their own kind of love, their own special place in the heart. So there should be, jump should be made. You know, a reconciliation should be made also, where he says, I love my mother in this way, and I love my wife in that way. Mm. She is an individual. This one last point I want to make. He must please be careful, because this same woman that he is chastising now is going to become, in fact, she already probably is, the mother of his children. And I make dua that Allah must not grant that his children must treat their wives the same in one day, but that his daughters must not be treated in this way. So the way forward and what the sister must do, I want to say, and again, always I will give this advice. Number one, call Maulana or Sheikh in. Say that this is a situation. Never ever, and I beg of our honorable listeners, never ever try to resolve it on your own. Once you have someone that can guide you to Quran and that can guide you to Sunnah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions whatever it is that you differ in, فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So whatever it is that you differ in, you know, refer it to Allah and His Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. That is why we always say, call Maulana in, call Sheikh in, call the Alim in and ask the Alim for directives and guidance. And I suggest that the sister does that. She's got that right to do that, to call in an Alim and say, look, there is a point of dispute and we would like to have this resolved, inshallah.
15 minutes to 10. Questions coming upon questions are coming upon questions. Of course, I'm going to give both our panelists time to speak as well. Because if the panel is not going to advise, then I know it's just going to go quick. So I will give Maulana Salim Karim time as well to speak, and Maulana Sabri, but we've got exactly 15 minutes left. Somebody is saying here that salams to all three Maulanas. How blessed. By the way, the sister from P.E. Port Elizabeth says, Shukran Kasi for Maulana Sabri David, the sister from Port Elizabeth. This one says, to all the three Maulanas, how blessed we are to have all three Maulanas at one time. Inshallah, I'm sure we will get good input from you all. Maulana, I agree that we must have sabr in our lives. Today, our generation cannot make sabr. I was a daughter-in-law once, and my advice is that we must not get upset over everything our mom-in-law says. Because when our mother shout or scold us, we understand. But when our mom-in-law says something, we get upset. And you know, Maulana, the quicker we accept our in-laws with their faults, we will be happy. Now, when it comes to mother-in-laws, they should respect their daughter-in-law's freedom to reign in the home and step back and give her a chance to be part of the family. You must look after your in-laws for the pleasure of Allah, because you will be a mother-in-law one day. Yes, it is healthy to let our daughter-in-laws live on their own. There will be more love between everyone. Sure, very impossible to please mom-in-laws and daughter-in-laws. This is anonymous. One mother says it to Maulana Salim Karim. Maulana Salim, I just heard you earlier on saying about parents. As a mother, broken mother, shattered mother, my daughter has so much time for her in-laws, as she has forgotten her own mom. I don't even see my daughter. It's already 3.5 years. That's addressed to Maulana Salim. The other one says here, does I have to read it to Maulana Salim Karim. It's addressed to, let me just read. Okay, let's go back. Okay, here we go. Maulana Salim, this is addressed to you as well. It says here, Maulana Salim Karim, my daughter-in-law has fed my son panty soup. She controls him so bad, Maulana Salim, that if she says jump, he says how high. It is not a healthy relationship, as she is abusive to him and she cheats on him. How do I give my son courage? She says she is in love with another man, but he won't leave her. What do I do? Maulana Salim Karim. Ji Ustad. Now, I mean, Ustad, you have to put no favoritism. You have to put both the parties, mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. Ji Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Maulana, this is, you know, goes back to tarbiyat and upbringing of our children. You know, if we go back to the basic and we go back to the drawing room, Maulana, is what we instill in our children as parents, as far as akhlaq is concerned, as far as mannerism is concerned. And we keep harping on this point that whenever you make a choice for the person that you intend to marry, the precondition is fasfar bizati deen. Marry the person who's got good akhlaq, the person has got good deen, khashyati ilahi, khawfi ilahi. And for every other thing, Maulana, we know our rights. We prepare to fight for our rights. Why is it that as husbands, we don't want to study what is my right as a husband and the wife, what is my right as a wife, mother-in-law? Maulana, if you look at this whole argument that we are fighting here is that it's marriage just about cooking, Maulana. I don't understand this sometimes, because if you look at our argument here, is that it's everything about cooking.
Sure.
Allahu Akbar. What's the other beauty of marriage, Maulana? Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us pious children.
Ameen.
Build akhlaq, family values, so many other things to look at. If there's a shortcoming in one aspect, look at the other beautiful qualities of your wife. Why do you want to just pick on one issue? I don't understand this, Maulana, really. Your wife, alhamdulillah, she's multifaceted as far as beauty is concerned, akhlaq is concerned, presentation, mehman, nawazi, Maulana. And for some reason or the other, I personally feel sometimes mother-in-laws are in competition with the daughter-in-laws as far as dressing is concerned, as far as cooking is concerned, and that is why they're not prepared, inshallah, to compete. They have to be the best. And this leads to unnecessary problems. Now, what I want to give you, it's too hot, this topic. I want to give you a joke here.
Okay, I'm listening to you.
The angry husband, he sent the SMS to his mother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
That your daughter, your product, not cooking food properly. The angry husband, he sends an SMS to his mother-in-law. And what's the word, the text? Your product, in bracket, daughter, not cooking food properly. So the mother-in-law was smart. She said, no problem. She replies, product sold. Warranty expired. Manufacturer not responsible. Product sold, not my responsibility. Warranty is expired. One everything got a 2-year warranty. Buy fridge, 2-year warranty. Micro oven, 1 year. She said warranty expired. Manufacturer not responsible. Mulana, it is said that as insan who Allah has made ashraful makhluk, Mulana,
yes,
we just can't love each other for the pleasure of Allah. We can't really appreciate each other. As I said, the success of every marriage, give your wife 3 A's. Give her appreciation, give her attention, and give her affection. Give her these 3 things, inshallah. My humble appeal to mother-in-laws are that, for Allah's sake, you have brought somebody's daughter as a mehman in your house. As how you love to treat your daughter, treat this daughter-in-law who is tomorrow going to be the mother of the grandchildren in this house. So she should be the amir. She should be the captain of the ship, in the sense, yes, we will agree to disagree, Maulana.
Indeed, indeed.
There's so many things that, you know, we don't agree with each other, husband and wife. So let it be the principle. Fine. We agree to disagree. There is no need for us to fight and become vulgar and call each other nasty names and make bad dua for each other and use such harsh languages, Maulana. What example are we setting for the grandchildren? No, Maulana. What answer are we going to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
So, Ustad, how do you break the ice? A listener from Leicester says, Maulana Salim and Maulana Sabri, how do we break that ice? Because mother-in-law not speaking to daughter-in-law. Daughter-in-law pulling a face. Mother-in-law also pulling a face. So, this is the listener, Brother Ahmed from Leicester. How do you break the ice, Ustad? What's the best solution? We've got about 7 minutes left. What is the best way forward, Maulana Salim Karim? Ji, Ustad.
Behave smartly when things fail to work out. Number one, behave smartly. Sometimes there's a difference. There's an argument in the kitchen regarding this recipe or that recipe or this, whatever it may be. So behave smartly when things fail to work out. One, ask your mother-in-law for advice. Though, alhamdulillah, there's many times there's an usul that we must learn. You know, sometimes as a Muslim brother, a person comes to you and says, Maulana, I want to refer to you as a hadith of Rasulullah. So, I want to recall this hadith and I want to explain this hadith to you. And the person, mashallah, from the bottom of his heart wants to explain this hadith so nicely. You know that hadith. You read it many times. You yourself explained it. But the man came with such a love in such muhabbat, such enthusiasm, that Mawlana, I want you to listen to this hadith. This is what I read. You must give that person, even though you read that hadith, you know that hadith, but just to put that smile on his face, that mashallah, you did a fantastic job. Subhanallah, why can't we do that? This is one of the adabs. When somebody comes and tells you something about the news, you already know it. Don't ever try to cut him off there and say, I already know it, don't tell it to me. You're going to break his heart. So what I'm saying here, Mawlana, ask your mother-in-law for advice. Why can't we do that? Never mind, you maybe a young lady, you have all the experience, you know the technology, you can go onto the net, get good advice. But nevertheless, never mind, still go up to your mother-in-law and say, Ma, can you tell me what to do? Maybe I'm doing it wrong. Number three, always show appreciation towards her. Whatever the case is, because she is your mother-in-law, the mother of your husband. Always show appreciation towards her.
Allah.
Number four, celebrate her special days. If it's a birthday, go give her Mubarak Bath. Something happened to her, it's a day of joy and happiness, go and hug her, buy her hadiah and give it to her.
Yes.
And give it from the bottom of your heart. Understand your husband as well. He's also the son. He's your husband, yes, but also understand your husband. And I always say, the wife and the mother-in-law are like two wheels and one axle. You want that car to run smoothly without any vibration, without any complication. Mm-hmm. You need the right size tire, the right pressure, mm-hmm. and the rotation in the right direction. Then inshallah, there will be peace and you'll have a smooth sailing.
That's a nice one. Ustad, okay, what I'm going to do, inshallah, I'm going to ask both the panelists, inshallah, if we could continue next week, part two, if Mawlana Sabri Davis is available. I think we should start this program next week, maybe 8:30, because I've got about 26 questions in total. So I think we should continue, inshallah. We've got about 4 minutes left, so I'm going to ask both the panelists, inshallah, just to give the input. This one says, if you love your husband, love his mother more. He will love you more for that. Stop this mindset. Nothing wrong with mother-in-laws. You will be one as well, inshallah. Love for the sake of Allah. One day, then you will be the monster-in-law as well. Mother-in-law will never be a dragon-in-law. She finished learn. Hence, she is teaching you. Think about that. So I'm going to leave, inshallah, with a final question to Mawlana Sabri Davids. Mawlana, just quickly, short and sweet, quickly, because we've got about 4.5 minutes left. And I'm going to ask Mawlana Salim Karim, inshallah, to help the sister as well. I'm going to ask, we're going to leave with this question. Mawlana, there's a sister here to both the panelists. I'm about to get married. How do I win my mother-in-law over? And Anonymous is saying to both the panelists, Mawlana Salim Karim and Mawlana Sabri, I love you guys solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful, very informative program. I came to this country gullible, naive. My parents passed away. After 5 years of marriage, my husband wanted to kick me and the kids out of the house as he was leaving me for a white woman. My in-laws are the best in the world. They kicked their son out and chose to support me and the kids. They are not my in-laws, but my parents. Allahu Akbar. Let's go to Mawlana Sabri, your final words, and then inshallah Mawlana Salim Karim. Chi Mawlana Sabri.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To the sisters going to get married, and she wants to win over her mother-in-law, leave the winning over to Allah. You just be a good slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, if you love Allah, Allah will cause his makhlukat to love you. And so leave the winning over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You love your husband, inshallah, your future husband. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put joy and bliss between the two of you. As for that person, mashallah, whose in-laws kicked out their own child, how scarce is that? But there are people out there who can see the haq for what it is. And that is why we make the dua, oh Allah, show us the haq for what it is and show us the batil for what it is. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us guidance. Two elements that any person, whether it's daughter or son that's going to get married, two elements that they need to have, wajib upon them to have. Number one, the element of sabr, and the other element of humility. Unfortunately, it's such that pettiness overcomes us all. Pettiness overpowers us. And then our old friend, and we shouldn't refer to him as our friend. In fact, Allah refers to him as our enemy. He's also on the scene. He makes wishwas. And in the end, he loves breakups. So are we going to let him win? Are we going to make our mother-in-law our foe? or are we going to make Shaitan our foe? Mm. Allah says, he is aduun mubin, he is an open enemy. Mm. Take him as an open enemy. We want to close it on that, Mawlana Arafat and my honorable colleague, Mawlana Salim. Jazakallah for having taught me also and for having learned from you.
Ameen.
Inshallah, we will show readiness for next week, inshallah.
Inshallah. Mawlana Salim, I see this is from overseas, from Mauritius. They say, Mawlana Salim Karim and Mawlana Sabri, you guys are only talking about mother-in-laws and daughter. What about father-in-law? Somebody sent me a very nasty message about father-in-law. But anyway, we will touch it next week. Mawlana Sabri, Jazakumullah Khair. Let's go quickly to Mawlana Salim Karim. Mawlana, Ustad, your final input, your final words quickly. 2.5 minutes. Ji, Ustad.
Mawlana, I'm ending it with this beautiful saying.
Uh-huh.
I have too many flaws to be perfect. I have too many flaws to be perfect. But I have too many blessings to be ungrateful.
Allahu Akbar. Mm.
Besides, so many other ni'mats in a marriage, Mawlana, make shukr to Allah for those beauties. See, that Allah, you know, and well, time is up, you know, they say wealth can melt, fame can turn into shame, pleasure is unsure, power is not forever. But family and friends who remember each other will always stay together.
Sure.
Wealth can melt.
Subhanallah.
Pain can turn into shame. Pleasure is unsure. Power is not forever. But family and friends who remember each other will always stay together. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama.
Allahu Akbar. We're going to leave it there. We're going to leave it there. Mawlana Sabri Davids, Jazakumullahu Khair. Inshallah, next week we will be doing part two. Listeners, please make me maaf. I know I never posed many of the questions, but please, I do ask for maaf. Mawlana Sabri, Jazakumullahu Khair. Request for duas, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Mawlana Sabri David. Mawlana Salim Karim, inshallah. Ustaz, Jazakumullah Khair. But Mawlana Salim, I'm not going to let you go. One for the road.
Oh, yeah, I know. You want that one? Yeah.
One for the road, Ustaz. One for the road.
Okay, okay. The mother-in-law again told the daughter-in-law to cook rice.
To cook rice.
Yeah, she must cook rice. And she gave her the instruction, put 2 glasses of water to heat.
Mm-hmm.
So the daughter-in-law took 2 empty glasses, she filled it with water, and she put it on the 2 separate burners.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what the mother-in-law is saying? To cook rice, put 2 glasses of water to heat. In other words, put 2 glasses of water in a pot and heat it. Look what she understands. She took 2 glasses, she filled it up with water. When the mother-in-law came, she fainted when she saw that.
No, Ustad, don't do that. Come on, Ustad. Come on, that's a bad one. Allahu Akbar. Oh, oh, oh. Anyway, Ustad. No, Ustad, that's a bad one.
Ameen.
This one says, tell Mawlana Salim Karim, I can even wash her feet. That's how much I love my mother-in-law. Somebody says,
Allah. Allah.
Ustad, anyway, next week, part 2, inshallah, definitely, we will start the program at 8:30. Of course, inshallah, Ustad. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shoo, subhanallah, subhanallah. Mawlana Salim just melted my heart. He just put a smile on my face. Somebody from Angola is asking, I would ask why when Muslim man gets married thinking that he will bring his wife to his parents' home. In one house, you can only have one queen. All the bitterness that ends up accumulating between the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. So my solution, who wants to get married must ensure that gets his castle to put his queen there. Nothing of sharing, please. Times have evolved. That's a sister from Angola. I'm going to love you and leave you on this beautiful, mashallah, Thursday night. See you tomorrow morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Yes, next week, Thursday, 8:30, we will start again with part 2 of Mother-in-Law's The Challenges and Daughter-in-Law's, inshallah, and its challenges. From myself and Brother Lekolu and Haji Bilal Zikali. Don't. He says, no, Mawlana, no. Forget to. Tabassum, tabassum. We leave you and love you. Up next is the news. Yes, from myself. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ahdina sa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.